Hi, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart, continuing our discourse on If by Rudyard Kipling, one of the most awesome and inspiring books of poems, rather, in my opinion, of all time. So we've literally almost completed the poem. So if you've missed any of them, go back and take a listen. There's some really rich stuff there. Kipling was brilliant, and I think I was pretty good as well. So go back and take a listen. Today, we are all the way up to, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds of distance run. Let me say that again. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run. You know, an interesting statistic that I read recently, and it actually goes all the way back to Think and Grow Rich by Dale Carnegie, and that is that everyone believes that they are currently doing their best. Let me say that again. As I'm sitting here right now and I can see myself actually recording this, I think I'm doing my best. But I know I could do better. But everyone thinks they're doing their best. And as Jim Collins' book, From Good to Great, said, the enemy of the great is always the good. If we think we're doing our best, we don't allow ourselves to do better. Now, I'm not talking about like what happens in Japan, where people literally work themselves to death. My agent and I were talking about this because Tim Ferriss is also represented by my agent. And Tim Ferriss wrote about this in his book, The 4-Hour Workweek. There are people dropping dead of working too hard in Japan. I'm not encouraging that. What I am encouraging is the amount of time that we waste staring at our phones when we could be doing, anything else is amazing. If you haven't yet, I encourage you to download the app Moment. It's called Moment, M-O-M-E-N-T. You know what it does? Tracks how often you're on your phone. Every time you unlock it and look at it, every time you check it, we are getting so anxious about checking our phones. Have you noticed that even if you can get people to put their phones down for dinner, that immediately after dinner is over, one of the first things they do is check their phones? One of my good friends is the sales manager of the CBS affiliate in Houston, Texas, K-H-O-O-U. And, of course, they're competing for eyeballs. He always tells me that in television, it's eyeball competition. You're trying to get as many eyeballs as you can. And he says, nowadays, people don't get up and turn the television on to look at the news. They stare at their phones. And so his entire station sales pitch is now, our online presence is as good or as big as our broadcast presence because people are always looking at their phones. I bring all of this up to say to you that it's amazing what we can do when we actually start doing something. On my dresser upstairs, I have a photograph of myself when I was really fat. I was about 280 pounds. And then in the next picture, I'm about 180 pounds, and I have my shirt off. I'm at the beach. And it says, if I can go from here to here in just a couple of years, where can I go starting today? And that's my question for you. If you know where you want to go, where can you go starting today? If you fill the unforgiving minute, in other words, it's here and it's gone, the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run. Try that today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Enjoy today. Bye-bye.